Pimple.
Or I think it's worse than that.
Boil.
Yes, okay. And the stuff that comes out of a boil is?
Pus.
Mm-hmm. If you've got an infection on your hand and it gets bigger, you'd say my hand?
Swelled.
And it's still pretty badly?
Swollen.
But if it's not infected, it probably won't?
Swell.
Mm-hmm. If you get a blister, what's the liquid in that?
Water.
Mm-hmm. In a war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you'd say you have a bullet?
Wound.
Mm-hmm. And do you know a name for a kind of skinless growth that has to be burned or cut out of a wound when it doesn't heal properly? It's kind of flesh.
Not scab.
Did you ever hear of proud flesh?
No.
Okay. How about a kind of medicine you might put on a cut that stings? It's a brown liquid, not mercurochrome or methylate. It's older. Starts with an I.
Iodine.
Mm-hmm. And do you know what used to be given for malaria, a kind of tonic? In fact, it is the tonic in gin and tonic. Starts with a Q.
Quinine.
Mm-hmm. If a man was shot and didn't recover, you'd say he...
died.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any more polite or euphemistic ways of saying died?
Passed away, passed on. Went to heaven.
Okay. Any crude or humorous ways of saying he died? That old skin flint finally.
Kicked the bucket.
Okay. He's been dead a week and nobody's yet figured out what he
died of.
Okay, we've done those. If somebody meets you on the street and asks how you are and you're feeling, oh, just about average, you'd say I'm
fine.
If somebody's troubled, you might say, oh, it'll come out all right. Just don't
worry.
The disease of the joints that old people often get is called?
Gout? No, that's not of the joints.
That's more of the foot, isn't it, when you eat too much?
Bursitis.
Yeah, any other names that for similar things?
Mm-mm.
I think some people wear copper bracelets.
Arthritis.
Mm-hmm. Is that the same as bursitis?
No, I think bursitis is strictly of the joints, and arthritis can be more general, can it?
I don't know. I really don't. Do you know a name for a disease that you children get shots for it now, but some time ago they used to die with it? It's a very severe sore throat, and they choke in the night.
Whooping cough?
No. Starts out dip.
Diphtheria.
Mm-hmm. And a disease where your skin and eyeballs turn yellow?
Yellow jaundice.
If you have a pain in your lower right side and you have to have an operation, you might say, I've had an attack of?
Appendicitis.
If you eat something that doesn't agree with you and it comes back up, you say you have to?
Vomit.
Any other terms for that?
Throw up.
Which is more polite?
Vomit.
Okay.
I think upchuck would be the most crude.
Okay. Nothing any worse than upchuck? Any humorous terms?
I can't think of any.
Okay. If a person had to vomit, you would say he was sick where?
In the stomach.
All right. She'd hardly gotten the news when she came right over, meaning to impart the news to me. She came right over.
To tell me.
Mm-hmm. You invited somebody to come to see you, and you want him to know that you will be disappointed if he doesn't come. You say, now if you don't come, I
will miss you.
All right, that's fine. If any time you can come over, to see you.
We'll be glad to see you.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever say proud to mean glad?
Yes.
How would you use it?
We'll be proud to see you.
Okay.
My father says we're proud to have you home.
Ah.
He means glad.
Uh-huh. Okay, if you say to a child who's misbehaving,